everybody. Back in, we've traveled back in time.
Where in the world are we? For our visual...
audio.
For our visual listeners.
For the audio listeners, though, I'm going to spoil it for you. We're back in the place where it all started. Mm-hmm. The place where we fell in love. Mm-hmm. The place where, oh my God. I think I did coke off. Cut that. If there's a paying deal, cut that. And if there isn't, leave it.
Because this is episode 80.
Oh my God. It's
right?
Amazing.
Or is
yes.
it 79?
And
no, wait.
What? I don't care. You care? I don't care.
I don't know which one it is.
I'm
guys.
Sitting in this chair and I'm talking to you. It's the art of conversation.
Shit,
here.
But listen, we left this room and went to the new room. I want to say it was episode 20.
Yeah.
So we're fucking, it's been a while.
Yeah,
the
memories.
People, the memories are here.
The memories are flooding back. We're like, we don't need to be talking about this. We don't need to be talking about.
Do you remember when Lee came in though and sat right here and we had that little conversation?
Dude, I'm just going to have to pivot and I'm not going to do
it. New Pope.
Thank you.
Yeah. New Pope. Yeah.
There's a new Pope, everybody. We're truly watching it live right now. I wanted to watch his speech. Am I Catholic? No. Am I religious? No. I grew up Catholic, kind of. I did. I went to Catholic school. I, Polish tradition. I'm very Polish. Is rooted in Catholicism. So, anyways, that's what's happening. So there's and we just watched Conclave, the movie.
Mm.
Listen, there's something I know, whatever the Catholic Church, blah, 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 blah. We know there's bad shit that happens. There's bad shit that happens everywhere. And I'm not here to support, but there is something so heartwarming. I like tradition sometimes, don't quote me, where that's so cool. A bunch of old guys, some evil, some good, of course, get into a big castle and then they vote for who's the best guy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, sort of. That's, yeah.
How amazing is that?
Plus.
And then they do the smoke thing. There's no cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, we need that as a reality TV show. No, we don't. But like, I'm like, what's going on in there? What's the drama going on in there?
Well, plus it's just it's a world event in that.
It's incredible.
The religion has no borders.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And like, what
it's
other
everywhere.
Figure, like there's not a world leader.
No.
The Pope is kind of that for Catholic people.
For sure.
No, I'm like, I've been kind of into it. Like there's been a Pope theme in my life recently. And like, I don't know if people know this, but basically there's votes throughout the day. And I think I might be totally making this up, but there's black smoke when they haven't come to a conclusion on who it is. And then when there's white smoke, they've decided on a Pope.
That's right.
So the craziest thing is, I'm just going to get it out now.
Okay.
The craziest thing is, you guys, my dad knows this guy. Like, okay, they're not friends, but like, okay, my dad was a monk before he met my mom. Have I ever talked about this on here?
I don't know, maybe, but go ahead.
Sure. My dad was a monk before he met my mom. He's very interested in, still in theology, and he is a spiritual person. He's a very like progressive person, but like just into religions, history, a bunch of stuff. And I guess he identifies with Catholicism the most. But anyways, he was young, 24, mm-hmm. I don't know,
yeah.
Young, up until like 28, I think, or 7 or 8. And we can ask him, I hope. I pope.
Yeah.
But anyways, he studied, I don't want to misremember this. He studied in Chicago because he was deciding, or maybe on a retreat, or was like there and met this guy who was trying to convince him to stay in Chicago instead of move to Canada. And this is
the new Pope.
And this is the, so like all week or whatever, my dad's like, oh, I know someone in there.
One of the potential candidates.
And then now he's, what?
You know, there was another guy that was a potential candidate. His last name is Pizzaballa. And I'm sure it's pronounced.
And this is legitimate.
I'm sure it's pronounced differently, but it's spelled yes. Pizzaballa. Pizza.
Balla.
Balla.
Pizza balla. It's incredible.
And I love that. I was really hoping to see him.
I really do. I mean, I hope he's not. I don't even know. But anyways, just.
Well, remember our Pope
trivia.
I'm
now Nepo.
Yeah, you're Nepo now. You know, your dad knows the Pope.
Well, my dad's. We're going to find out how much he knows. I don't want to lie and be like, they were fucking, they're best they were friends. Best like friends. That's an older version of me would have been like, yeah, they like were like together and you know.
Well, we watched friends. Conclave because of the conclave was about to happen or whatever. Right. Okay. So a funny little thing that we learned is that kind of frequently the conclave lasts about 2 days, we yes. learned. It's kind of like pretty typical that it lasts not a very long time. We also learned that the longest conclave is how long?
3 years.
And that was when, Veronica?
1207 or something like that.
Something crazy. But for 3 years, they didn't have a pope.
No, it was, yeah.
And they were there every day because they can't leave.
I was saying that now they're kind of old and they were always old, but like, but maybe in 12, whatever, like old was what, 40?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, but that's still, I guess that, what am I trying to say? That now they're old guys and they're probably just like, let's just get out of here. Mm-hmm. I got TikTok to watch.
I imagine.
I got to catch up on Severance.
I imagine a lot of those guys want to get home and catch up on Severance.
Yeah. See their wives and kids.
And get on TikTok.
Just kidding.
And they probably want to, like, just kind of, like, scroll and, like, have some Cheetos.
Yeah. Did you know that I wanted to be a nun?
Yeah.
Okay, you know. Do they know?
I don't know.
Maybe there's new listeners.
I knew that.
I really felt a calling to be a nun. I really did. For years. I want to say this was not, this was, well, the phase was about 4 years. Nine, 10, 11 maybe.
And tell me, what about
I went to nun camp.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it was like, let's, what it would take to be a nun. It was just run by nuns in the middle of Quebec. No, it was.
What called
and
you?
And then I remember I had like, I read about like Saint Teresa, like the youngest saint or something like that. And I remember being like, that's going to be me. Like I really wanted to be a saint. I was really into like, I forget religion had a big role in my life.
Yeah.
Like it, obviously it had, and you know, with school and all these things, like most of my memories and events were like Christmas, like, mm-hmm. like, but Easter, you know, doing Lent, doing these like big things and having this thing that I'm like, Jesus is, God is watching me. It's, do I agree with the Catholic Church and everything it does? No. Do I even think I'm Catholic? No.
But still there is be something, a saint.
I still want to be saying, there is something like of like entering a church in Europe.
Yeah.
I think everyone feels that where you're just like,
well, I mean, it's just,
whoa,
you know, a beautiful building at the very least.
Like, would you want to get married in a church?
I don't know. Because like I grew up going
hypothetically, to, like to someone, like not saying me, just like hypothetically.
Growing up, I went to like any, Actually, not true. I was going to say any wedding that I went to was a church wedding. But I don't like the, like, I don't know, the, like, mass aspect of it, I guess. But, of like, course. It looks good and, like, it's nice. But, yeah. No, I don't necessarily think that that is...
A necessity.
My vision for that.
But I do,
similarly, like, I also, like, associate a lot of things like Easter and Christmas and, yes. like...
Jesus.
These parts of...
You also grew up Catholic.
Well, yeah. I went to, like, Catholic elementary school. And then in seventh grade, went to public school.
Right.
And learned about all the other religions.
Yeah. Connery always calls... Connery is... The producer.
Oh, our editor, our producer and editor, right?
He doesn't understand. He thinks Catholicism is Orthodox, which is not at all. That's a whole different section of Christianity.
I don't know.
Look, but this is my thing. Mass and stuff, like, as a kid was so boring. You know what I mean? You're like, oh my fuck. So I
you
would
sit
always
down,
be,
you oh, stand
oh,
up,
the thing,
you get on your
I
knees.
I think I genuinely, like, of course I love to sing, but I think I joined the choir just to be like, to have something to do, to be like, all right, next I'm going to be singing this song. We're going to stand. I'm singing. It makes time go. Mm-hmm. It might've been my like,
well, I was an,
need to do something.
I was an altar boy for the same reason.
Yeah. It's easy. It's not even about the performance. It's just like, let me just,
I just
want to kind
do
of
something
do something.
Here.
Yeah. Let I'm going to kind of walk around.
Let me throw on a robe and hold this thing and and collect things in the basket. And
I will say, and this is maybe a form of meditation now. I don't know where I stand on things now. I think I believe in something. I'm not nada, but anyways, something. I don't know where I am. That it made me less anxious. Like growing up,
yeah,
having answers, obviously, and being like, and having that meditation, I think is what it was, or prayer, whatever you want to call it. There's a moment to reflect on. Prayer is, there is a obviously a good thing to it. Connor's going to be whatever laughing.
At like, God, why would they fucking say that it's so, fucking. So,
but what I'm saying is, regardless if you don't believe in anything, just the meditation of looking at the ugly parts of yourself, the thing that, the things that you are, you know, when I was young, I was mean to my sister, but like, you know what I mean? Like looking at things, looking at yourself and wanting to better yourself is a good part of religion, because then, what am I trying to say? I'm cooking, but then I am turning off the stove.
Let it cook. Let it cook.
Should we call my dad? Let's try this.
See if we can call him and see.
Let's
if-
see. He's really, he's watching now. He wants to watch all the speeches. All the speeches. I think Will
speech.
Smith's going to get up stage soon.
Okay.
Let's see.
Dialing in.
Hello?
Hello?
It's so dumb.
You're live right now. Is that okay?
Okay. I'm live.
So, okay, I just wanted to...
A second, because I have to put the TV on mute.
Okay. Did he do his speech?
Speech? If I hear his speech, yes, I did.
In or, English or the Italian one?
Italian. I didn't hear it in English. It was Italian, it was Spanish, because he spent lots of time in Peru, so he addressed his church in Peru in Spanish.
Wow. Okay. So what we wanted to know was how, first off, what's your exact story of being in the monastery?
My story?
Your story, and then how you know the Pope, and how maybe
okay,
because...
So- yes. So basically, I joined Augustinians in Poland roughly in 1982 and became postulant there. And the priest in charge of us, the Augustinian priest, was from America, from New York, Brooklyn, actually, William Fett. And basically, he went into, because he was alone, so we could do only the first step of formation called postulancy. And during the postulancy, they ask us to study philosophy in seminary in Warsaw. And then when we finished that, because he couldn't do the next step, which is novitiate, then he asked different provinces in the world, Augustinian provinces, to take some of us for the formation, for the next step of formation called novitiate. And I end up in Canada in 1986, starting that novitiate. And during the novitiate, staying in Canada in 87, they came with the idea to, because only was three of us in novitiate in Canada, it was only one Canadian, Italian-Canadian, and two Polish people, me and my friends, which we came from Poland, to meet our confraters from America, because their novitiate was much bigger. There was, I don't remember, maybe 16 Americans. So they had gathering in Racine, Wisconsin, above Milwaukee. But first, we decided to meet in Chicago, in Friary in Chicago. And that's when we arrived. In that time, he was just priest, provost. He came from Peru, and he was staying in the Friary, and he is from Chicago, actually. And that's why we met him. And he talked about missionary work. He asked us, because he never had a chance to talk to Polish priests, and he tried to advise us to maybe join the missionary work, if it would be interesting to join maybe American province or one of the provinces, because America has four provinces. They have a lot of Augustinians in America. Actually, they own as well, not own, but they kind of own, they oversee the university in Philadelphia, not Philadelphia, but in Villanova, in Pennsylvania, but it's basically suburbs of Philadelphia. So he basically talked to us about the formation of clerics in America, because our next step will be to study theology, and that step was not happening, so what's our plans and everything. So that's how we met them, in Chicago, in the Friary in Chicago, before we moved to Racine with the rest of the young clerics of American province.
Yes. Go ahead. 1730.
So he was very young. He was like freshly ordained. Maybe, I don't know. I don't remember exactly. But it was maybe he was like 5 years priest. And he is only 5 years older than me. 5, 6 years, I think, older than me. So there was a very close connection. And he is a very straightforward guy. He wasn't that kind of time. Like, the talk to him was not a pompous at all. And he was really impressed by mission work. And because I think the later mission work makes him more humble, and probably closer to Francis, who came from Argentina, so they understand the world. So that's probably how they became close, and he became advisor eventually to Pope Francis. And as you see in the speech, he mentioned the Augustinian community, so he feels probably very close to the Augustinian community, more than his American citizenship, because he didn't mention I'm American. He said, I am Augustinian, first of all, in his first speech, which is very significant for me. Because that's much broader, than to be just in one nation. I think this is very significant for the world. It's almost like I start to believe again in Holy Spirit, because having such a two different American leaders at the same time, they'll be very interesting with such a different approach.
Yes, one yes. Nie możemy za dużo o tym mówić na tym podcast.
I'm just saying this is two different personalities.
Yes.
But both Americans. So they'll be interesting to the world to see that America has diversity, and they show they have capability to lead, but the leadership can come from different perspectives and different angles. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. Wow. So how did you spend a few days with him, or was it just kind of one conversation?
No, we stayed in Chicago maybe 3 days, because they wanted to show us the city, the Smithsonian's museum. So we were basically look at the city and some Polish monuments there. And like there's a Kosciuszko statue there and Copernicus. So they wanted to see us like some Polish elements. And Chicago is a very Polish city. They have, in this moment when we were there, they had 36 Polish parishes. They have two Polish bishops just for Polish community, so huge. So we stay longer, like we stay at least two nights or three nights. And he was always there, and we had to get a mess, and we could talk to, like we spend, we eat together every day, because that's, as a friar, so, you always live communal life. So there are lots of events, mm-hmm. activities that you do together. Nobody is basically separating themselves.
When you met him, did you feel like he had this kind of Pope energy, that he was the real deal?
No, he was too young. You don't look at the guy who is like 30. When I met him, yeah, he was maybe 30, 31 the most. Yeah, you don't see it. But you can say he was like a kind of a leader for the clerics. They look up to him in that sense. Although he was not like dominating leader. He was very, I would say, withholding.
Yeah.
Restrain. He was not into your face in that sense.
Right.
But you can tell he was very smart, like very knowledgeable, almost, you know, like going to wisdom. Like now maybe he is wise. When you're young, you're just smart. But I think I hope he grew to the position. And I'm very happy that he was selected, not only because I was Augustinian, but I think he's the right guy. And then I told you that was my guy.
Wow, you did.
Against all the odds, yeah.
Yeah, because at first it was a joke, and then the fact that he was, you know, I joked that I'm a new Nepo baby, but this is, I mean, whatever, it's cool. I think it's very rare that someone has met the Pope. That's such a, you know.
Yeah, and especially the first American Pope. Like, even I was watching CNN, and they were stunned when they announced his American big, they just get to silence. Like,
wow.
Nobody believe American will be chosen, especially these days. Yeah.
So how old were you then? When you met him, you were young when you were in.
Yeah, I was 27. So like I said, I was just five years younger than him.
Wow.
I was later into formation. He started his formation in the priesthood much sooner. I presume he was going to some of the high school run by Augustinians. That's how he met them. And then he joined the Augustinians and went through this formation. But later on, I'm sure he's studying. It will be said that he went to this missionary work, but he definitely studied in Rome, and that he became basically more acquainted to the hierarchy. And then eventually he was elevated to the bishop, as a missionary bishop in Peru.
Right.
But then Francis was nominated him cardinal.
And what made you, last question here, what made you join the monastery in the first place, or the church in general?
So basically, initially I met a different group called Palatines, and I didn't like it. They were very structured.
No, I mean pre what made you go, I want to be in the church
in
general? Okay.
So I was not going to the church. I was like rebellion. I was a teenager and been interesting. And I met another group called Palatines. And a friend of mine, he joined them, and we went to visit, and I look at that, and then I start to question if my relation with church is basically finished or is something open. And I start to dig deeper, and somebody in that community told me about the Augustinians who tries to revitalize their life or rebuild their status in Poland with this American friar who came from America, from Brooklyn. And I decided to go, and I met William Fahey, Father William Fahey, in Warsaw, and talked to him, and he was convincing. They were so different. They were doing everything from scratch. So there was nothing established, like you see pompous church where they never like it. It was like very communal, very down-to-earth living, and we had to build everything. We had to work for everything, with hands, we built the house and everything. So I liked that idea. And it was communist Poland, deeply communist. The martial law just started. It was 82. So there was, you know, like there was a very doom kind of a feeling in Poland. What will happen? What will be the future of the country? So church and faith give you like some kind of a light, some kind of a beacon to go. Yeah. So I joined them, and there was all young people except him. There was no priests or anything, you know, in the community. And many times he invite other priests, especially American priests, if they visit Poland. So they will come and help him to take care of us or say mass to us if he was not present. So we had some tighter engagement with American community from him, but he was well known in the order. I'm sure he knew Prevost much better than me. And that's how he had that connection. And he started to send us everywhere. So some guys went to Ireland, to France, Germany, Italy. And then we went two of us went to Canada, which was absolutely crazy in 86, still in communist Poland, to come to Canada. And we end up in King City here, in the shrine here, and that where we start our novitiate.
Wow. What a story. Yeah. Kyle, any questions?
There we have it.
There's the full story.
Yes, there's more to it, but we will not talk today about it. No, I left.
No, thank you. You're going to go pick up mom now from the airport.
Yes, very soon, yeah. Please edit this so it makes sense and people can understand.
No, we'll see. Thanks so much, Dad. I'll call you later for a regular conversation. No, all right.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
See you. Bye.
And there it is. The
there
story.
It is. My wrist hurts so bad. Did you understand a little bit of that?
Of course.
Okay. Wow. A calling. A calling. I'm having that right now. I'm like, whoa.
Should I just go?
Should I just go become a nun?
Nun?
I don't want to become a nun, but it is like, I think just the human condition obviously is to question and wonder, and regardless, I think it brings just community and I don't know.
Hey, there's a church right up there. There's a church right up the street.
That being said, my dad loves the gays.
Anytime you want to go.
He loves
the gays.
Let me tell you, didn't take much for him to get out of that. When he went my hot ass mom.
Shoo!
anyways, my dad has lived many lives.
Your dad and the Pope.
Could you imagine being like those years I was partying and being crazy, you know, 20 to...
But you might have the opposite.
Seven, six.
You might look back and be like, man, to think that I was partying at that time and now I'm the first female Pope.
Also, and then he met my mom, who is an atheist. Or atheist? She don't touch.
She don't touch that.
She don't touch it. Which is interesting. It's interesting. I think it is just your relationship with whatever you think is... Whatever you think. I don't know. I'm trying not to offend anyone.
And now we'd like to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, ZocDoc. As somebody who likes to keep up with their health but is traveling and moving city to city quite often, finding a doctor can be difficult. But thanks to ZocDoc, I'm able to very quickly and easily find all sorts of doctors within my network, whether that's a primary care doctor, dermatologist, etc. I use it to book all of my doctor's appointments every single time that I have one. And it's a great app that I use all the time.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/nevermind to find and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/nevermind. ZocDoc.com/nevermind. But anyways, so what's up?
Oh, I'm just going to...
Have you ever felt called to do something?
I'm going to address the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant?
For the...
Your big cat.
For the, you know, visual people here. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to talking about...
Yeah, I got a haircut.
Okay, yeah, you got a haircut.
Okay.
Let's go back to the normal shit that we talk about, which is poo and pee and fucking
caca and Pokemon. And I got a haircut. So this is my typical hair journey. I let it grow for about 2 to 3 months. I go and I see my guy, Mark. He cuts it. He does a great job. He knows exactly what I want. And then I'm good again for another 2 to 3 months. Mark is a busy guy. And he's hard to pin down. He's not just somebody that has a salon or barbershop that you can go to and just schedule in advance. He styles on set for, you know, photo shoots, whatever. And sometimes he's nice and he'll do it at his apartment. Other times I try to book his salon days that he does like maybe once a month. But I never catch that he's doing it because he just throws it on his story. Hey, salon day open, right. Come do it. And then I text him like, hey, I could really use a haircut. And he's like, oh, I just did a salon day yesterday. I'm like, great. So now I have to wait another month or whatever it is. So I say, fuck it. There's a guy in Greenpoint. I find him. I go. I get my haircut. Now, is it a bad haircut? No. It's not bad. Is it the haircut I wanted? No. Also no.
I'm liking it though. It's kind of growing on me.
Well, it's been a week and a half at this point.
It's growing a little. It's grown out a little.
And it's grown out just a little bit. It's kind of like coming to its own. We're getting used to it.
Can I tell them the story of when I first saw it or no?
It's hard to go and get a haircut and then leave and be like, this is so much shorter than I wanted. And now it's like knowing like there is just nothing that you can do.
See, this is a moment.
You simply have to accept it.
I'm not a sexist person, but this is a moment where a girl would fucking cry.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Like this is, if I came home and that happened, I'd be sobbing well, and you wouldn't, and I'd be uncontrollable for a day.
I have cried from haircuts in the past.
Oh,
when I was younger, okay, of course.
I was like,
when I was younger, when I was like 24.
Yo, you can't do that.
When I was like 24.
When you were 24.
No. Okay. I was, I think, 10. I got a really bad haircut.
Can I tell them what happened when I did?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Okay, this is me airing out when I've been a bad person.
No, not a bad person.
Not a bad person. I wasn't kind. It wasn't even kindness. I don't know. I wasn't a good, anyways. So I go into the apartment and Zach is on the couch, a friend of ours, and Zach's like, Kyle just got a haircut. And I was like, where is he? He's like, he's in the shower. He's like, it's short. And I was like, oh. He's like, short. And I went, okay. I'm excited. I'm like nervous to see it. I don't know what that means. And because of the tension that was created of like, it felt like I was like in school and I couldn't, what's the worst thing I could do? Laugh. And that's exactly what Zach and I did. When you got out of the shower, we started like tearing up laughing because, but it was just because I knew that that was the wrong thing to do.
You love to rope Zach into this too, you know?
Well, Zach was laughing and him laughing made me laugh.
But here's the thing. You can't pin this on Zach.
He made me laugh. And then may I say, may I add, is that because it was like a shock, because it was short.
Yes.
Mixed with him telling me this, like him like amping up the tension and then he's on the couch, you come out, then he started laughing, then I started laughing. And next thing you know.
See, now here's the thing again. You're saying that Zach was laughing first.
It was me? Maybe.
But this is.
I'll admit. Maybe. I don't remember.
This is how Zach and I, because I already came in and I saw Zach and Zach was like, oh, whoa, haircut. Like it's short. I was like, yeah, you know, like not what I was hoping for. He kind of just started going crazy. I hope like I can style it in a weird way and it'll be cool, whatever. But yeah, like it's short. Like I need to go shower and like wash this shit out. Mm-hmm. That was our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't walk in and he didn't start laughing in my face, basically.
Now,
when I walked,
I did do that, but I didn't
out of the shower
to do that.
And you saw my haircut.
I see how it came across. I see it.
You started laughing. You turned around.
But I hope you know I wasn't laughing because of the haircut. I wasn't laughing because the haircut was bad. I shouldn't say that. Not that it is bad. No, I wasn't laughing because...
You don't have to justify it.
I am, though. Because I'm trying to communicate to you. If I was like, it was a terrible haircut and I laughed because it was a terrible haircut, then I would admit that to you, but that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't. It was a concoction.
I know
a
that.
A symphony.
But then it, and we talked about it. It didn't feel good.
Can we hug? I'm sorry, Kyle.
It didn't feel good, but we already talked about that. We've aired that out.
I love you.
It's done and gone. I love you too.
Okay.
We've aired that out. It's done and gone.
I know.
It's beyond us.
I know. And yeah, I'm just happy. And you did tell me that that hurt your feelings, which I'm proud of you for doing that.
And it's now it doesn't look so bad.
No, I'm liking it.
It's kind of coming into its own.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
I'm noticing like.
There's some serious vibes.
I'm walking down the street. I'm noticing like chicks are kind of like looking at me. What? Like they're kind of like, whoa.
They are?
Like, who's that guy? Like, where did he get that haircut? It's kind of cool. I got a question.
What's your question?
What,
we've done so many things since.
Yeah, but I was just going to ask something, not thinking back, actually thinking forward.
Forward.
What are some of your summer predictions? What do you think summer 2025 looks like?
Brat summer two.
Brat summer two. No, she called it quits.
No, she still.
Yes, she did. She passed the baton at Coachella. You saw this. She said, maybe it's time for, and then it was like.
Right. Maybe, she said.
And it said all of these.
Maybe, though.
Whatever summers.
Maybe. She said maybe.
I think brat summer is over.
I don't
know. This isn't a brat summer.
I watched a TikTok where she is debating. She's like, I know artists are supposed to go away for a while and then come back. But I don't want it to be over. She's like, I'm very interested in what happens when someone stays too long.
Hmm.
And I was like,
Fair enough.
I'm curious too.
Summer predictions. And this is more, I mean, you can say whatever you want. I'm thinking more along the lines of trends.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
You're putting me on the spot here. I haven't thought about this.
I'm thinking vibes. I haven't really either.
Oh, I think like Adidas shorts, like gym shorts are going to be in, but they're already kind of in, but that's definitely going to be in. I think.
You know what I think?
What?
And this is because
this room is kind of right.
For this? We just switch back to here. We fuck the other podcast room. All the work we put into it.
No.
I think
this
that
room is feeling
you showed me one TikTok, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, I think that this isn't just a one-off thing. I think that flash mobs are going to come back.
Okay.
This summer.
I think you're right. I think it's a good one.
I think, but in like a kind of cool way. Like I think like dance studios and like dance crews are going to like do these kind of like weird pop-up performances just like anywhere and film it and put it on TikTok.
I feel like, public pools.
Okay.
Are going to be more in than ever. I don't know why my heart just told me to say that. I feel like they're going to be more in than ever. I think we're going to go and we're going to be like, dude, we need to go every day.
To the public pool.
Yeah.
For a morning dip.
Morning, evening, mid, afternoon. I think baking cakes.
Okay.
I'm fully pulling the shit out of my ass. No, I think house dinners. Inviting friends over for drinks. And that's where the cake thing came, that you bake a cake and you host.
Mm.
And
hosting
at your house is going to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
Bars, going to be in. Obviously, they're never going to be out. But it's going to be more about the house hang. Come over for a spritz.
Mm.
Right? And, or like a park hang. I think it's going to be like very. Hosting's gonna be in. What else is gonna be in?
Yeah, I think not even on like an in. Whoa, do you see that?
Yeah, I know they're all falling like that. Do they fall like that?
What yeah, but that one was taking a while. The little like helicopter seeds that fall from the tree.
Okay, what else? What do you think?
What else, man? I think it's gonna be a stinky summer.
I think going to the movies just to rejuvenate and be in air conditioning is going to be in. It always is for us. That was the thing last year.
I just think it's going to be stinky. I think people are going to be like, cool.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm saying that because I ran out of deodorant a week ago and I haven't bought
you've been definitely rocking the natural vibe.
It comes and goes.
I think bikini tops as shirts.
Mm. Like you can just like wear that.
I think leaving the city specifically for our New Yorkers is going to be, I think it's gonna be like a camping summer.
Okay.
And nature. Summer. I would like to spend, I would like to go swimming once a week. Is that crazy?
No, that's not, that's really not that crazy. I like that prediction. That's all I got, really. Those are the things that come to mind.
I think drinking less is going to be in. Smoking weed more. Yeah.
It's a 420 summer.
I think it's a 420 summer with, and everyone goes out for a Coke. Or people go get ice cream.
We're talking Coca-Cola.
They have a little smoke, then they go and they have a little Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Out for a Coke.
And then they, I think that's the, and a truffle fry.
And a truffle fry. Mm-hmm. Coke and a truffle fry. With a little bit of weed.
I'm curious
in the system
to maybe try weed again soon. Mm-hmm. I want a weak strain. What?
Got some really good edibles right there.
No, I don't want edibles. I want the weakest shit possible. So then placebo does it for me.
You can take half of that and you'd be okay. Those edibles.
Summer of love.
Summer of love.
What did I say the other day? Summer of sketch.
What?
I said it's going to be the summer of sketch.
Did you say that?
Yesterday, and you repeated it to me.
But summer of sketch. Yeah.
It's a creative summer.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm also...
Summer of love.
No, that's all I got. That's it, guys. That's 2025 summer
of dating. People are going to be falling in love this summer.
It's a love summer.
You really have a lot to say today. If anyone can tell... this is where I get my talking from, is from my dad. I'm the quietest person in my family.
Would you believe that?
Would you believe that? Would you say agree?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. I think we're going to be DJing.
Well, I mean, this Saturday we are, which will have come and gone by the time this comes out.
We'll have a story all about it, of course, with the Kai Newman, who...
Kai Newman and ATL Grandma.
Of Emergency Intercom, which I feel a lot of people listen to our podcast as well as theirs. I'm obsessed with them. They're so cool. They're so funny. They're so good at the internet.
Can I tell my jeans story?
Yeah, everybody, this is the time where you could probably close your eyes a little bit.
I'll tell it in 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
As quickly as I can. Let's see if we can actually get this in 2 minutes. Connery, start the 2 minute, and you're not even going to listen. You're going to look at your phone?
I just had to check. My mom is flying in from Poland, and my dad is picking her up, and I just needed to make sure everything was fine.
So, okay, Gene's story. Connery, start the timer now. So I had been on Pinterest and I was looking around and I've been looking for a really nice pair of light wash denim aside from these guys that I'm wearing all the time right here, right? And so I find this pair and I'm like, oh, those are really nice. They're fucking really expensive. And I'm like, damn, okay, well, I'm not going to buy those. Then I find out that this specific pair of pants is actually at the Outlet Mall in Woodbury, New York. I go to the Outlet Mall in search of these pants. They say that they're in stock because I've asked a person at the store in New York. They have them there. I get there. I have a really hard time getting the person there to find the jeans that I'm looking for. After a very long time, finally come out. They're huge. They're massive on me, okay? I try them on. They don't really fit. I'm like, do you have a size lower than this? A size lower than that? Because they were still too big. No, I don't have them here. I have them at the Texas location. If you want, I can have them shipped up here. They will ship directly to you. Let's do it. I'm like, okay, great. Let's do it. I'm in the store for like an hour trying to figure out the shipping situation. Finally, we figure it out. He can't send me the tracking information for whatever reason. This is like a journey I've been going on to get these pants. I end up getting a pair of the light wash and a pair of the dark black version that they have. They finally arrive. What's on the bottom of the pair of the pants and the black pair of pants that I get? The security tag. They left the security tag on the pants. It looks like I shoplifted them if I wear them. I'm like, okay, well, I got to get this off. I should go to the store because they have like ink on the inside, I've heard before, and I don't want ink to get everywhere. I take them into the city, don't have time to go to the store because they close at a certain time. Then I come back home. I say, fuck it. You know what? I'm using some pliers and I'm just going to rip this off. I rip it off, no ink. That's actually a myth. You would see the ink on the outside, I've learned, of the security tags if there's ink involved. There was no ink. I got it off with a little wire cutters, crunched it off, and now I have the pants that I've been wanting and I love them.
I kid you not, like I actually almost fell asleep.
So that's actually kind of a good thing. I've got a calming voice, a calming,
you do.
I'm a calming storyteller is what I'm taking from that.
You calm me up and down, honey.
I calm you up and down. All right, guys, we have some people to thank.
We do. Do I have things, marks on my forehead now?
No.
No? Okay. You
have it on your phone because I was not able to
print it. Oh, right. We have some people to thank. Hopefully this episode is a little different, but I kind of liked it.
A little different. I feel the vibe of being in here.
And guys, remember, I'm on Poker Face season 2, the Natasha Lyonne series. I play a very, very, very
massive,
small role. Oh. Who knows if it even got in. They invited me to an event that was that the premiere then, I guess? I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, Vanity Fair, like release event.
I guess so.
Premiere event for it.
And guys, lots of exciting things happening. Check that out and subscribe. We're going to continue this conversation in our Patreon. And
bonus episode. Don't forget about
episode,
it.
Bonus episode. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. We are fucking vibing, guys. And let's have a fucking awesome summer. We're all together. I love you guys. And let's fucking thank some people.
Vibrational summer. Do-do-do-do. Connery Q. That
motherfucking music. Brother.
Yes, sister.
Where is father?
How am I to know? I don't have a tracker on him.
A tracker? You speak of such sorcery, yet your mind begins to dwindle.
You know he's upset with you.
Of course I do. He's always been upset with me. Oh, the daughter with the big, big heart.
And so what? You think that you can just come back here after being gone for how many years? 3?
Yes, I was off with my big heart and my big ass and my big tits. We were running around and I was healing animals, my biggest passion. I wasn't here waiting to be princess of Kronokros. Kronokralia.
Kronokralia.
I was off doing my own damn thing because I'm a girl boss. Because I'm that bitch. Because I'm a CEO motherfucker.
And so what is it that you need father for exactly, huh? Have you come back for money?
No. I've come back to see if he missed me.
Well, I'll tell you something. He hasn't missed you a bit.
Oh.
Son, what's all this noise? Ophelia.
Ophelia. Ophelia.
Ophelia. What?
Right, so. Father.
Ophelia.
Ophelia. No, your father. It's the joke, right? Father.
Ophelia.
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 Ophelia. I missed you.
I wish I could say the same.
What?
You left us when
my siblings were born.
Krona.
I left when they were just mere babies. And now they've all grown to be toddlers. And I don't even know their names. I know that, father, but please introduce me to them.
Do you even know how many siblings you have?
No idea. I was out healing the animals. Healing people.
Well, let me introduce you to the names of the lives that you've missed. Finn Bruce. This is Finn Bruce. Sarah Dahlstrom, Adrian Dubicki, Hayden Kuhn, Katie Chase, Aaron Ruggiero, Carlotta Ossenberg, Ashlyn Badsick, Daniel Vinard, Mansa Wiesa, Dana Kreisman, Hot Sauce Haley, Kelly Beach, Sophie Serenkowski, Hivemind Riley, Laura Strelitz, Jack Bloor, Ali, Mia Mabadia, Andre Sanchez, Coco, Willy One of One, Emily Faith, Mackenzie, Maggie Moran, Antonio Mora, Stinky L, Danny Manny, Troy and Haley Kosla, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Adriana R, Jamie McPentagon, Meg Wari, Vincent S, Betsy, Taylor Lanier, Bright Eyed Brunette Bombshell, and of course, this is Bank, Ruby, Veronica, and Kyle, our best friends, ha ha ha. Luke Sim, Ava Eastberg, Megan Gooby, Mars 333, Taylor Ridberg, Michael McKitty, Leah Shirley, Lauren Bauer, Bobby Goods, Mandy Katz, Catgirl in a Dog World, Kane Queen, Linda Davis, Maddie Dorsey, Fantasy Camp, Asim the Dream, Mandy and Livy, Sharon, Charlie McIlrath, Coley Smalls, Cheyenne, Madman Laz, Annie Helmer, Haley Yo Yo Yo, Michael, Daphne, Hannah Garlington, Hello, Kathleen Blackwell, Cannon, and Savannah Miller.
God. Hello, my siblings. I am your sister.
Hello, sister! Welcome, Mom!
Thank you, Father. I will do my best. I shall prove to you that I am a part of this family. To be continued.
And scene.
Goodbye, guys. We're wow. Gonna be the
Thank
bonus.
You. Thanks for joining us back in the OG room, the OG pod. Yeah. We had a really good time. We're going to continue on into the bonus episode.
Love you guys. See you next time.
Bye.